The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Monday, January 11th, 2009, and Presidential Release number 380. The Christmas season has come and gone. The New Year's time is upon us hard, and we've had New Year's Day and the celebrations that go with it. We've even had Little Christmas already, and now we're into convention season, and I'm looking forward to the next convention in Dallas, Texas. Before we get to that, however, we have a number of things to do, since the convention won't happen till July. Jim Gashel says that Kinsey Dorothy Beasley was born December 15th, that's a Tuesday, at 7:36 a.m. to Andrea and Jeremiah Beasley, who live in Wisconsin. Kinsey weighed 5 pounds and 8 ounces and measured 20 inches in length. Kinsey joins her siblings, Katrina, Kyle, and Cole, who are all doing fine, and the Beasleys are congratulated, and so is Jim Gashel. He has once again become another grandfather. I am sorry to have to tell you of the death of Ed Bryant, who died on the 5th of December, 2009, from a stroke. Ed Bryant was a leader in our Diabetes Action Network, the Diabetes Division of the National Federation of the Blind. He is a person who for years was the editor of our Voice of the Diabetic, which changed the nature of writing about blindness and diabetes in the United States. As you will note in the Braille Monitor, we are taking some of the information that he helped to make as important as anything and putting it on the pages of the Braille Monitor. So I'm sorry to have to tell you of Ed Bryant's death, but you should keep Gail in your heart and in your prayers. Gail survives Ed Bryant. Last I knew, she was doing as well as a person could under these circumstances. She's a good lady, and Ed was a good man, and I'm sorry to have to tell you that he died. I have here an Imagination Fund announcement from Parnell Diggs. It says, "The 2009 Imagination Fund campaign is now history, and what a great one it was. It is time to move to the next level. At our Detroit convention, we said that we would be doing different things with the Imagination Fund campaign in the time to come, and here is an idea. Today, we are embarking on an 18-month campaign which will culminate in building a road-ready car which a blind person can drive by the time of the 2011 convention in Orlando, Florida. If you would like to get behind the wheel in this car of the future, we need you to sign up to be an Imaginator. What is an Imaginator, you may ask? An Imaginator is an NFB member or friend of the Federation who believes so strongly in the importance of the National Federation of the Blind and our NFB Jernigan Institute, that the Imaginator is willing actively to tell others about our work and ask for contributions to support its continuation. An Imaginator has taken an active role in building a future full of opportunity for blind people all over the country. Please email us at imaginationfund@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314 extension 2371 to tell us that you would like to be an Imaginator starting now and going through the convention in 2011. Join us this summer in Dallas for the official unveiling of the prototype. Before we get to Dallas, we have plenty to do to prepare for the kickoff. So sign up to help now. We'll keep you informed as updates on the campaign become available, and we will provide important support using a number of tools to assist you in gathering contributions of all sizes. Don't miss this chance to be a part of the biggest Imagination Fund campaign ever, says Parnell Diggs. I have an announcement here from Trisha Tatum, which says Onkyo Braille Literacy Essay Contest. The National Federation of the Blind will again administer the Onkyo Braille Literacy Essay Contest in the United States on behalf of the North America Caribbean region of the World Blind Union. The contest was created to promote Braille literacy and to encourage the exchange of social and cultural information. Essays must be written in Braille and must pertain either to the way one gains knowledge or independence through Braille, or to world peace from the perspective of a disabled person. The contest has two categories, one for people 25 and younger, and the other for people above 25. 7 cash prizes will be awarded. The contest begins February 1, 2010, and ends April 30, 2010. All entries must be received here in the National Office by April 30, 2010. For more information about the Onkyo Braille Literacy Essay Contest or to obtain the application package, contact Trisha Tatum at 410-659-9314, extension 2510, or you can email her at ttatam@nfb.org. Chris Danielson, who is in our public relations department, says that there has been a settlement of the Arizona State University lawsuit, and he has given me a press release which is datelined Phoenix, Arizona, January 11, 2010. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, the American Council of the Blind, the Arizona State University, announced today a settlement agreement has been reached resolving litigation filed by NFB and ACB against the Arizona Board of Regents and Arizona State University. The lawsuit arose from the university's participation in a pilot program using the Kindle DX, a dedicated device for reading electronic books or e-books developed by Amazon.com. The NFB and ACB alleged that the Kindle DX was inaccessible to blind students and thus violated federal law. The Arizona Board of Regents and Arizona State, of course, denied this allegation, and they continue to deny any violation of the law. Nevertheless, the settlement agreement among the parties was reached in light of several factors, including ASU's commitment to providing access to all programs and facilities for students with disabilities, including students who are blind or have low vision. There is more of this, but anyway, the lawsuit we filed against Arizona State has been settled, and the settlement has been accomplished in part by getting a policy statement from Arizona State saying that it will not use an inaccessible device from Amazon any further. In the press release, I say the National Federation of the Blind is pleased with this settlement, which we believe will help to ensure that new technologies create new opportunities for blind students rather than new barriers. It is good to know that sometimes we can make progress using this type of effort. I have an announcement here from the Writers Division of the National Federation of the Blind. This one is from Michael Floyd, who is the treasurer of the Writers Division. He says, the 2010 Youth and Adult Writing Contest of the Writers Division of the National Federation of the Blind will begin shortly, and if you want to know more about it, you can contact Robert Leslie Newman. The annual Youth and Adult Writing Contest, sponsored by the Writers Division of the NFB, will begin January 1 and will run until April 1 of 2010. The adult contests includes poetry and fiction. They're open to all entrants 18 years and over. Youth poetry and fiction entries will be divided into three categories: first through sixth grades, seventh and eighth grades, and ninth through 12th grades. Prizes for contest winners range up to $100 for adult categories and up to $25 for youth categories. All contest winners will be announced at the Writers Division business meeting during the NFB National Convention to be held in Dallas, Texas, the first week of July 2010. In addition to being announced during the business meeting, the writers will appear on the Writers Division website, www.nfb-writers-division.org, shortly after convention adjourns. First, second, and third place winners in each category will appear in the summer and fall issues of the Writers Division magazine, Slate and Style. For additional contact details for the contest and submission guidelines, go to the Writers Division website, www.nfb-writers-division.org. All of this from Michael Floyd. Convention scholarships are available, says Alan Harris. The Kenneth Jernigan Convention Scholarship Fund is looking for individuals who can use some financial assistance to attend our national convention in Dallas, Texas. In 2010, our convention will begin on Saturday, July 3, and run through Thursday, July 8. This will be only the second year that we have operated on this abbreviated schedule. The convention is a day shorter than you might expect, ending with the banquet on Thursday evening. Who is eligible to receive a Kenneth Jernigan Convention Scholarship? If you are a member of the National Federation of the Blind, you are eligible to apply. Preference, however, will be given to first-time convention attendees. The Scholarship Selection Committee is able to make an occasional exception, but first-time convention participants are the target group. What do I have to do to apply for a Kenneth Jernigan Convention Scholarship? You must do the following and are responsible for these application requirements. 1. Find out who your state NFB president is and get him or her to write a letter of recommendation for you, or you may have a chapter president or other officer write a letter of recommendation, but we must have a letter from a federation leader who is familiar with you. 2. You must write a letter to the Kenneth Jernigan Fund Committee expressing the reasons why you want a scholarship. Describe your participation in the Federation and what you think you would get and give to the convention. Please send all information to Alan Harris, 5209 Sterling Glen Drive, Pinson, that's P-I-N-S-O-N, Alabama, 35126 or email the information to alan.harris@dwx.com or joy.harris@dwx.com. 3. You must register for and attend the entire convention, including the banquet. What else must I do to ensure that my application will be considered? We must receive all of the following. 1. Your full name. 2. Your address. 3. Your telephone numbers, home, business, cell. 4. Your email address, if you have one. 5. Your state president's name and the name of your local chapter, if you attend one. All applications must be received by April 14, 2010. How do I get my scholarship funds? You will get a debit card at the convention loaded with the amount of your scholarship award. The times and locations to pick up your debit card will be listed in the notice you receive if you are a scholarship winner. The committee is not able to provide funds before the convention, so work with your chapter and state affiliate to assist by advancing funds you can pay back when you receive your scholarship. When will I know if I have been selected as a Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship winner? The committee makes every effort to notify scholarship winners by May 15, but you must do several things to be prepared to attend if you are chosen. 1. You must make your own hotel reservation. If something prevents you from attending, you can cancel your reservation. 2. You will receive a letter with the convention details, which should answer many of your questions. It is also helpful to find a mentor from your chapter or affiliate to act as a friend and advisor during the convention, although you will not know officially whether or not you have been selected until mid-May. You must make plans to attend and then adjust your plans accordingly. This past summer in Detroit, the Jernigan Fund Scholarship Committee awarded 70 Kenneth Jernigan scholarships. The average grant was $600. You can include in your letter to the committee any extenuating circumstances which the committee may choose to take into consideration. Above all, please use this opportunity to attend your first convention and join several thousand other blind federationists in the most important meeting of the blind in the world. If you have questions or need additional information, call Alan Harris at 205-520-9979 or email him at alan.harris@dwx.com. You may also email Joy Harris at joy.harris@dwx.com. We look forward to seeing you in Dallas. All of this from Alan Harris. Here is an announcement from Joe Ruffalo. On Wednesday evening, 2 days from now, the program Through Our Eyes, which is an internet program sponsored by the Northwest Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey, will conduct an interview program with me. If you wish to hear the program or participate in it, this is Wednesday, January 13th, 2010, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, you can get to the program according to the following information: how to listen to internet radio shows on Through Our Eyes. You can access the show by logging into www.throughoureyes.org, or for JAWS users, it's www.throughoureyes.org/JAWS.html, or you can call 1-605-475-6333, then use the access code 833520. If you wish to phone in to make a comment or ask a question, you can call 1-888-572-0141. We would love to hear from you on the night of the show. This is the show called Ask the President, says Joe Ruffalo. I have an announcement here from John Paray about the Washington Seminar. He says the Washington Seminar occurs February 1 through 4, with some events starting before the Great Gathering In meeting that begins promptly at 5 p.m. on Monday, February 1. I hope you have all made your reservations with Diane McGeorge already, and that you have secured space for conducting events in conjunction with the Washington Seminar, if you have any of those. Those who need to communicate with Diane McGeorge for any reason may contact her by telephone at 303-778-1130, extension 219, or you can email Lisa Bonderson, who is assisting her, at lbonderson, that's L-B-O-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, at C-O for Colorado Center, C-O-C-E-N-T-E-R.org. The deadline for reserving sleeping rooms and meeting space has already passed, but Diane will do her best to meet needs if you find that you have more of them. Do not delay any longer, however. If you need space, tell her now. Let this be the first year we have representation from every one of our 50 state affiliates, D.C. and Puerto Rico, to kick off our national legislative agenda for the second session of the 111th Congress. The issues for this year's convention are enhancing pedestrian safety through the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act, a technology bill of rights for the blind, and removing the earnings penalty for blind Americans that is contained in the Social Security Act. As you confirm congressional appointments, you are encouraged to email the date, the time, and whether the member of Congress is expected to attend the meeting, so that the Mercury Room staff, the exceptional team, can give this information to the members of the governmental affairs staff. The email address is hillappointments@nfb.org. Also note that buses will leave the Holiday Inn Capitol no later than 8:15 a.m. on Monday morning for those who wish to tour the National Center for the Blind. Please come together to make this the best Washington Seminar ever. We look forward to seeing you all and to changing what it means to be blind in America. All of that from John Paray. We have an announcement from Mark Riccobono, who is the executive director for the Jernigan Institute portion of What We Do. It says, have you or your child participated in one of the following National Center for Blind Youth and Science programs? Science Academy 2004, Rocket On 2004, Science Academy 2005, Rocket On 2005, Science Academy 2006, Rocket On 2006, Youth Slam 2007. Junior Science Academy 2008 or Youth Slam 2009? If so, we have a contest for you. Show us in a creative way what science means to you now. You can write a poem, write an essay, submit original song lyrics, or create a piece of tactile art. The theme of this contest is STEM-ulating growth in new fields. The top 10 entries will be featured on the brand new accessible bulletin board in the Betsy Zaborowski Conference Room at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. The top 10 entries will also be featured on www.blindscience.org and in NFB publications. In addition, the creator of the first place entry will receive a $25 gift certificate to iTunes. If you are interested in entering this stimulating contest, please visit www.blindscience.org and follow the Stimulating Growth in New Fields contest link for the rules and for the materials to fill out. Mostly you'll want to use an online entry form. Entries are due no later than March 31, 2010. If you have questions, please contact Natalie Shaheen at the NFB Jernigan Institute, or you can email nshaheen@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314, extension 2293. As you observe, this is a year filled with opportunity already. There are dozens of things to do and dozens more to come. So plan for the activity and the joy of the National Federation of the Blind 2010 and get your reservations in for the convention this summer in Dallas. This last weekend, we had a student leadership seminar. Ariel Silverman was the person who put much of it together. She is our president and doing a good job, and it was a pleasure to have the students here. This brings me to the end of the presidential release. James McCarthy, who is here in Baltimore, said, "The man must be a lumberjack. He keeps logging on." Or the personnel manager of the import-export company had only one applicant for a job, a dog. He said, "I'm sorry, but we have a typing requirement." The dog typed more than 100 words in the next 60 seconds perfectly. "But we also require computer programming," said the manager. The dog whipped out a textbook he had written on the subject. Feeling safe at last with the final question, he said, "Yes, but we have a very firm foreign language requirement," to which the dog said, "Meow."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.